Okay, we're beginning to get a little bit of a feel of Ishaskis. It's not a simple svara, not a simple concept. And as we'll see in the Ramban, Ramban makes it like it's not really something to take seriously in terms of psak halacha. However, we've seen in Tosis and Rashi, in the Rush, that Ishaskis is a real concept in Choshen Mishpat, and we see how it applies in all kinds of situations. We have it in our sugya. We have the parallel sugya in Ksuvis Kuvtes, in Misha Abdul Oderech. And we also find Rashi's position here in our Gemara that there are times when the threat of Ishaskis can be countered with the response of Luchita Hedar when you do it, which means that you can't knock my Taina down with this threat that you'll be able to bring, sell back the Ziburis land to the Mocher. And Rashi therefore explains that when the Gemara asked the Kasha, Ihachi, the Nizakin Nami Ne Mahachi, we have here 2 points in the Gemara that Ishaskis plays out. Number one, in terms of explaining why the din should be that Kua Nechmesu Tachas Abaylim, a person sold 3 lands at the same time in one shtar to one person, three different days, I should say, to one person, and the Edis was sold last. So he sold Ziburis on Sunday, and then he sold Beinus on Monday, and Edis on Tuesday. And the din will be that everyone gets what their claim is. The Beinus will go to the Bachov, Ziburis to the Ksubas Isha, even though the Edis was sold last. So the question was asked in the Gemara, why would everyone be able to claim the last land that was sold, which was Edis? And the answer is, initially stated in the Gemara, that the person will say, if you take what you're supposed to get, then good. If you want to get all you edis, then I can find a way to send the ziburis back to the mocher, and you'll have to get ziburis. That's one ishaskis. That's the ishaskis that restores the din of tachas habaylim. The Gemara asks the kasha that ihachi bin zakin nami neimahachi. So then why would the nizik get edis at all? We should say the same thing by nizakin. So the Gemara therefore says it must be the Ishaskis can't relate to this case because we're talking about Yisomim, and therefore it wouldn't help to send the Ziburis back, and therefore the answer has to be different. But meanwhile, Rashi commented on the Gemara's Kasha, Yachid ben Nizakin Nami, that the Gemara only asked by Nizakin and not by Balchov. Why? Because if you're going to talk to a Balchov and say, I want to give you Ziburis, otherwise I'll make sure you'll get Ziburis, then he can say, okay, so let's see you do it. But meanwhile, I'm holding on to my claim of bainness. That means Ishaskis can run against the Taina Vuchita Heda. So Rashi, consistent with what he says over here, says something similar in Ksubis Kuftes. When you have the other Ishaskis in that sugya, Misha Avdel Olderech, Machokis Tanoim there, Admon Nechachamim, and the Gemara explains what's the case. The case is that the person who had a derech at one time, so initially he was in the middle, his field was in the middle, and around him were 4 people. And each one can say, I'm not giving you the derech, because I don't think it was by me, it was by somebody else. Now the 4 people who had the surrounding field sell it to one person. So it's chad da'asi mikoach arba. So now the chachamim say that he's not entitled to a derech now, even the shortest path, because the svara is ishaskis. That the 4 people can say collectively, or each one of them can say that, the one person can say, collectively as one, that if I could restore the state in which there were 4 people before me, I bought it from 4, I bought each field from a different person, and in that state you wouldn't get a derech, and therefore you can't get a derech by me either. That's the shita of the chachamim in that mishnah. So Rashi explains that it's part of this ishaskis, the lokeach, this person, has to offer him some kind of deal. Mozilna Gabach. I'll give you some cheaper price than the going rate for this real estate that you'll have a derech. And that becomes the basis for his being able to win and say Ishaskis. And therefore, the Chacham say that he's not entitled to a derech automatically. Why did Rashi say that? Rashi Lishitaso in our sugya. Because Rashi said over here as well that when you have a situation of Ishaskis where you're not being offered an alternative that's more preferable to what would be if you carried out the threat of Ishaskis, then Ishaskis doesn't hold up because you can say Luchita Heda. So Rashi there needed to put into the case that you said to the person Mozilna Gabach. Now it gets more sticky. So here you have Shitas Rashi. Now, on the other hand, you have the Rush, and you have Tosas, who we'll see there over there as well, the argues in Rashi. In other words, they hold that there is no Lechita Hedda. Shaskis always prevails, and there is no schus to respond to the Shaskis threat of Lechita Hedda. Why is that, says the Rush? Because, as the Rush explains, he understands Ishaskis in terms of ki'ilu asui. As if it's done already. That's how it works. It's very hard to pin it down, but that's what he says. Anything a person could do, as if he did it. So what is lechita hedda? You haven't done it yet, so meanwhile my taina stands until that point that you do what you say you're going to do. That's if you understand that it hasn't been done yet. If it's done already, then when lechita hedda? It's done already. So therefore the Rush Bechlal and Tosis also, when he argues on Rashi, they hold that there is no schus to counter Ishaskis lechita hedda. Ishaskis means it's as if it's done already. Rashi disagrees. Therefore, Rashi says that there's a counter argument lechita hedda. So Rashi says that in our sugya, that's why the Gemara only has the kasha by Nezikin, not by Balchov, because Balchov can say lechita hedda. By Nezikin, you're offering him something of his claim. You're saying Beinonis as opposed to Ziburis if I give it back. So that's why the Gemara would ask kasha only by Nezikin. And so too over there, where you're saying I'm giving you a discount. Now, where does it get more challenging? Because the first Ishaskis of our Gemara, first time Gemara mentions Ishaskis, is to explain why the din is that each one gets their respective claim, meaning the Balchov is going to get Beinus, Subasisha Ziburis, and the Nisik, of course, Edis, and not have everybody get Edis. After all, the last land that was purchased by this person was the Edis. So the Shibur is on the Edis. So the Gemara says, because he has this kind of Ishaskis. So therefore, you have to all take your regular din. In fact, Tosfos, I understand by the Balchov that the Ishaskis is going to force the Balchov to take Beinus and not the last land of Edis. But vis-a-vis the Ksubas Isha, what are you telling her? You have to go to your din of Ziburis. Otherwise, what's going to be? I'll return a Ziburis to the Mocha, you have to get Ziburis. You know? Either way, it's Ziburis. She's not getting anything better now than she'd get otherwise. So how can the Gemara say, matter-of-factly, that you have the Ishaskis that works initially to explain why Kornich Zutachas Abaylin, L'gabik Suvas Isha, we should be able to resort to the response of L'chita Hedda. That's the kasha that was asked. So again, this is all within Rashi. Rashi says, Anam Beis, but the Gemara immediately asks the next kasha. It's a kasha specific to Nezikin, to downgrade him only to Beinonis. Would not be a kasha in Balchov to downgrade to Ziburis, because then he could say L'chita Hedda. So how can the Gemara say initially that you can use the Ishaskis weapon against the Isha if either way it's Ziburis? This is what we left off yesterday, this Nekuda. So what did Tosfos say? Tosfos presents the difference as, are you mafkia kocha or you're not mafkia kocha? In other words, when it comes to Balchov, the koach is on Beinonis. You want to tell him, I'm going to take Ziburis, otherwise you'll get Ziburis. So that, you're not going to be able to win with Ishaskis. He'll say, what do you mean? For now, I'm holding my own. I want Beinonis. We can shetachzi. Why? Because you want to take me down from my koach of Beinonis to Ziburis. So then I can't prevail in the face of a response of Lechita Hedda. However, here in the Gemara earlier, the Ksuvas Isha, her claim the Etzem is Ziburis. Elamai, this case so happens that the Edis was the last land that was by the Mocher, so it was Bnei Chorin, and then was sold, so the Sheba goes to the last land. So somehow she wants to overreach and claim more than her din. So I'm telling you, you have to get your din of Ziburis, otherwise I return the Ziburis and you have to get Ziburis. That's okay. So how do we explain? In other words, Kinnira Tosis is saying that there's two tiers in Ishaskis. There's an Ishaskis that is Mafkia Koach. There's an Ishaskis that's not Mafkia Koach. The stronger Ishaskis, it was you're not Mafkia Koach. That's why Suvas Isha, it wins, it prevails, and she can't say Chita Hedda. Because I'm not mafkia koach. That Ishaskis doesn't get phased in the face of Lechita Hedda. Lemaisa, I'm just bringing the din to be what it should be. I'm not downgrading you from what you should have ideally. just that you want to be able to have more, so I'm telling you, no, you're not going to have more. You're going to have what your din is. So then you can't respond l'chita hed. There's another ishaskis, which is not as strong. That's ishaskis that you want to actually force the person to take less than their din. You want to go against the balchov and say, take ziburis. There the balchov can say l'chita hed. If you want to say to the nizik, take ziburis, he can say l'chita hed. If you want to say to the nizik, I'll give you bainness, you're better off now than before. So that you can say, even with the case of your mafkia kocho, but you're not totally giving him nothing, you're giving him something better than the alternative, then you can have ishaskis there as well. But other than that, if it would be no better, then it's a chitahed. This is what Tosa says. We notice, if that's the case, when you read the Gemara, comes out something a bit strange. When the Gemara has the kasha, ihachi, cheshbon of the Gemara, when the Gemara first says ishaskis, to explain why each one gets their din, because of ishaskis, I'm going to return the ziburis back to the mocha, the Gemara says ihachi, by nizikin nami neimahachi. So then why does the nizik get idis? We should give him bainness. What kind of ihachi is this? Ihachi sounds like, oh, you just enlighten me. There's a yisod called ishaskis. You can quiet the taina by saying I can return the ziburis back. No, if that's true over here, to give them the din tachas abayrim, and not that all of them get idis, so then we should also apply the ishaskis, this new svar that you're teaching me about, you should apply that also to the nizik to get bainness. What kind of kash is that? There's a big difference. Until now, we're talking about the ishaskis of the stronger variety, and the ishaskis where you're not mafkia the koach. Now you want to say by nizik and nami? That's different. So what's the ihachi of the Gemara? Comes out of Tosis, there are two tiers. If you're not offering any alternative that's better, then it could be there's an ishaskis that wins if you're not mafkir koach of the other person, of the toveya. And on the other hand, the ishaskis is not going to win if you are mafkir koach, who's saying tehedah. If you can give something better now than what you would do otherwise, then you can say ishaskis even over there. That's what Tosis says. So what's the ihachi of the Gemara? So I conjecture that the Gemara have to be understood differently. Not that the Gemara is saying, ihachi, now that you're telling me that you svar b'shaskis, so then you should also say shaskis over here. How can you compare the two? The Teretz says the Gemara understands ishaskis works on the higher level, on the lower level. If you're offering something better now than what would be otherwise, the Gemara understands that could also win. The Gemara's question is as follows. If you want to work pshat in this braisa, that mochar le'echad, b'zeh ha'zeh, kua nechzu tachas ha'bailim, and you want to justify that din of the braisa by talking about a case where the mocha is still alive, which is why you could come and say ishaskis, otherwise I'll give the mocha back, the ziburis, and the mocha is still alive, you're not going to help the braisa out, you're not going to explain, because braisa says that the nizik can see this. But after all, if in fact the mocha is alive, then b'nizika nami ne'mahachi, that if you're going to offer him baininess, you should be able to force him to take baininess and relinquish that extra part of his claim of Avidus, which is his Iker claim, but you're giving him something also of his claim, you should be able to use the Ishaskis, which the Gemara understands is a Svar Pshuta. That if you're giving him something of his claim, that you could do it. So, and yet you didn't see either. So must be, we're talking about Yasmi, and therefore your Teretz falls away. Okay, so the Gemara is just trying to prove its point that we're talking about Yasmi, but otherwise you couldn't compare one Ishaskis to the other. But here's where we ran into issues. So now the Tosfos is telling us that there were two levels of ishaskis. One where you're mafkia koach and one where you're not. So what should come out in cheshbon right now in our thinking about the case in Ksuvos Koftes? What is that? Misha Avdelo Derech. Four people originally owned the surrounding fields, each one would say, you can't get a derech by me, because it's by the other guy. They sell the fields to one person. and the person says, I'm not giving you a derech because you have to stop making a claim against me for a derech, because otherwise I'm going to easily give the shtar back and it will become four people around you, and then you won't have any basis. Am I mafkiya your koach or am I not mafkiya your koach? No. Presumably, says the Tosas Arash, I'm not mafkiya your koach. Your koach before was not to be able to access the derech with four people. So all I'm doing is saying the same thing. It's equivalent to the case of the Ksuvas Isha B'Ziburis. I'm not mafkiya koach. In which case, Rashi is difficult. So why did Rashi feel over there the need to interpret the Gemara that you're offering him a discount on the derech? In other words, analogous to the case of Nezikin over here, that you're offering bainness, and that the Gemara could not have asked from Balchov to give Ziburis because you could say Lechita Hedda. That's apparently what's behind Rashi's comment. If not for the fact that I'm offering you some part of your claim, I'll give you a derech at a lower price. If not for that, I wouldn't be able to come away with Ishaskis there for the Chachamim, because you could say Lechita Hedda. What do you mean? The same way by Ksuvas Isha in our Gemara, you could offer her Ziburis, which is her din, and she won't be able to get that edus that was sold last, and she can't say Lechita Hedda because I'm not being Mafkia Koach of the woman. She gets Ziburis now because that's her din, and I can prevail with Ishaskis. So it should be the same thing over there. Because all I want is that you should continue not to have a derech like before. That was our difficulty yesterday. So what I said to you is, Chayra, if you look at Tosis and Ksuvis, I believe that we can discern an answer to this kasha. See, there's a subtle difference between the language used by Tosis and Yavamis and the language used by Tosis and Ksuvis. Let's notice the difference in the lashon. Tosis in Yavamis says, quotes Rashi. He doesn't like Rashi. He says, Pirish velo tito klum. What does Ishaskis mean? You won't get anything. Not the way Rashi learns. That means Ishaskis umozil nalach. Tosis says it's difficult from the Lashon of Mishnah. Tani yikach lo derech mi'amane. Then he brings the case in Bava Kamma, the Kasha, the Gemara. He says, but the Gemara first says, Ishaskis, v'habi isha b'zivurs, apin shalak kachidus b'achrona, mishum Ishaskis, v'lo matzi amal chita edda, kevin sh'im ba'laf kia midina. Okay, so Tosus talks about the issue of the Ksuvas Isha, why you can prevail against on her to take the Ziburis, ein bo lafkia midina. So the lafkia midina has to do with who? The person who has the land, who's trying to win with the Ishaskis. And why does he win with his Ishaskis? Because he's not bo lafkia midina. And for Tosus, that means that you can't say l'chita hedar because of that, and so it is over here. Essentially, Tosis is saying Rashi is not correct to apply into this case, Mozil no Gabach. The Tosa Rashi is even more explicit on this, before I go to Tosis and Ksuvis. More explicit. When he asks on Rashi, I'm reading now from Ksuvis. The old kasha, the hasam amin, the Ksuva governor of Ziburis, Mishum the Ishaskis, the Chitema Lechita Hedda, the Chen Nirali, the Koheta, the Matsil Meheda, Ki Meheda Dami, the Matsi Amal Lechita Hedda. So he learns that really the kasha is really from everything, even from Balchov. Then he tries talking about the point in Rashi in the Gemara. Why does Rashi learn? Why can't the woman say L'chita Hedar in the beginning of the Gemara? According to me, she can never. No one can say Luchita had that. But how come the Gemara? See, he says the Svara. The Bulgari Adino. Who's Bulgari Adino? The person who says Ishaskis. Matzi Amal Luchita Heda. Ulachi Gabi Ksuba. The Enam Gari Akolcha Kin Muchzidani. So this is what parallels Aratosis, right? That, except that he adds the Lundis to it. Why, when you're not the Magere Adino, can a person not say Luchita Heda? Because it's already returned. The Rush is added Knetz. And the Gemara's Kasha is by Nezikin that he should get what? According to this premise. Not that he should get Ziburis, because he is Mavki Adino. So what is the Kasha by Nezikin? He should get what? Beninus. Uparch Nezikin the Tigve Beninus. The Tovo Yosef Shigve Beninus. Mibachov lo parach. Sharibol Gabriel Kocho. Says the Rush. No. So now what does that mean over here? If you go with Rashi Bava Kama, then what should be the case in Ksuvis? Should you have to give him a discount or not give him a discount? So what does the Rashi say? Here, how does he conclude? Hacha nami. Are you megarea kocho or not megarea kocho? So the Rashi concludes here, hacha nami, eino megarea kocho, mashahaya. The betchilo nami kshaya karka biyara ba, lo yachal lotzi aderach biyada. Mefurish in the Rashi, right? In the Tosa Rashi. That the case in Kuftes and Ksuvis is not called Negaria Kocho from what was. Because there were four people and he couldn't get a derech from the four people. Each one can be Docher. So therefore, my Ishaskis is going to prevail even if I'm not giving you anything in the form of a discount. It's not like the case of a Balchov that I'm threatening to give Ziburis. It's like the case of Ksuvas Isha that I want to give Ziburis. On both sides. Are you with me? So far. So L'chora, the Cheshbin that comes out of Atosis, if we carry it over to Ksuvas Koftes, Rashi is difficult, right? Again, if you hold not like Rashi, then for sure Rashi is difficult. But obviously Rashi is Gishitaso. Rashi is Gishitaso, right? If you hold that there never is a L'chita Hedar, that's the Shita of the Rashi himself, as it seems, in Tosus, Wagis, and Rashi. So then, obviously, there's no Echiteta. The Gemara's Kasha is Labdafka, a Kasha from the Zikin. It's a Kasha of Bachov as well, and as far as the Kasha could even be on Ziburis, the Ishaskis does not allow for any rebuttals. That's one sheet. And that's because Kimuch Zadami, that's the Rashi himself, right? But then we have what Rashi told us in Bava Kama. What do we have in Rashi Bava Kama? That there is room for responding Luchita Heda. If the alternative is no better that you're offering now than what would be, then there's room for Luchita Heda. But then you have to qualify that. How do we qualify it? If my Ishaskis is not Mafkia your din, it's giving you your din, and you want more, so to speak, then again, I can offer you the same now as what we'll do, and it is going to work. And maybe that's because there it's viewed as kimuch zedam. If you want to add that lamdish knait, you could. But basically, it's the two tiers. And that seems to be what Rashi will hold in Bava Kama. Now our problem is, how does that translate in the case over there? So what the Tosfos of the Rashi is saying is hacha nami. Eino megarea kocho mashahaya. The betchila nami kishaya karka biyara ba lo hayachol lo hotzi haderech miyada. Again, so that puts Rashi right on the defensive. Why did Rashi need to insert in that case that mozuna gabach? So let's take a look at the Tosfos in Ksuvis, the Lashon of Tosfos in Ksuvis. There's a lot of chalukim in the Tosfos. I want to go back to the earlier part soon, but for our focus right now is on the part that speaks about Rashi. So, the first of the wide lines, at the bottom of the Tosfos. Tosfos starts by saying that the kasha of the Gemara is Rav Davka by Nezikin. He argues on Rashi. He doesn't accept Rashi's premise. How did Rashi learn the Gemara? At the end of the day, Rabbos say, Pshat is the most important thing. I ask you, Pshat in the Gemara. Ihochi ben Nezokin nami. Is the Gemara's kasha by Balchov as well, or only on Nezikin? Machokis, right? Rashi learns, it's Davka by Nezikin, because by Balchov, we can say Luchita Heder. Tosfos here, and the Rush by us, argue on Rashi. So Tosfos here argues that Rashi took Tosfos Suvis. V'had de parech ihachi ben nizikin zakenam ne mahachi hu adin da baal chov matzi parech amai govern abeinus el ribusa kaparech afil nizakin dinam na Torah beidus le mahachi. Good. So Tosfos is not like Rashi. V'Rashi pirish l'sham. I'm on the second line here. So V'Rashi pirish l'sham dafke nizikin kaparech avom ibaal chov nichalei to govern abeinus. You won't prevail to push him down to ziburis. Because the Iyamalei Mahardana starting Ziburis Gemarei, if he'll tell the Balchov, I'm going to return the star, return the Ziburis to the Mocher, Marzi Amalei Lechita Heda. Aba Nezakin, Neser Beinis. Ah, I'm giving him something of his claim, and therefore, Bula Marzi Amalei Lechita Heda. Aye, now, here comes the key. So now we have to figure out, if within Rashi, so what do we make of the beginning of the Gemara? The first Ishaskis, what's the first Ishaskis of the Gemara? To explain why they are not all going to take the last land sold, which is Edis. Now keep in mind, what did Tosfos say by us, and what did Tosfos say in Yevamos? What's the difference going to depend on? In that case, you could force her to take Ziburis, even though the alternative is also Ziburis. But what's the difference? Because you're not coming to Hafkia Kocha. And then we had problems with back again the case in Ksuvis. Now listen to the Tosfos in Ksuvis, his words. V'chi teima. Ksuvas isha nami. Amai gove min aziburis. Teima lei l'chi teheda. So not giving anything better. Cholav milsihi. It's not a problem. Why? Debahach taina. Leko afkuei yoser mimash egova imhayukua bishus habayim harishonim. What do those words mean? The bahach taina leko afkuei yoser mimash egova imhayukua bishus habayim harishonim. Before I translate carefully, and based on this, Tosfos understands Rashi or doesn't understand Rashi in Ksuvis. The next words of Tosfos, Ufizeh, having just said what I said, Shapir Hutzvach Lefarishkan, Rashi had no choice but to explain here in Ksuvis, that what Itzais is, if you listen good, if you listen, you listen, it's like Ishaskis, Itzais is different girsa, the Ozil Gabach. Rashi had to put in that he's giving him a discount, the Hashta Marviach, but Mash Enamach Zero Lo. That there's something that's advantageous to him in the situation now, as opposed to if he would machzir the karka to the four. But Tosfos doesn't like it because of the lashon and because of the Mishnah. Fine. But what do I see in Tosfos Ksuvis? At the end of the day, Tosfos understands Rashi or doesn't understand Rashi? He does. And he understands it after having said the distinction why by Ksuvas Isha it helps. Ishaskis helps to give her the same thing. And why is that? Because of the svara of what is there, what lafkuei dina or nafkuei dina. But then Tosfos applies it in the case over here, meaning it's the equivalent of that you're coming lafkuei dina, and therefore you have to get something better now than you'd get. And we made a perfect cheshbon not that way. We said the reading of the Tosfos in Bava Kamma and in Yevamos. And in the Tosfos HaRash, is that, as the Rash says, Mefurish, that you're not being Mafkia Dina, because beforehand you would have had a Derech. So what's Tosfos doing? He's saying the same Chiluk, but then he's saying it in defense of Rashi. What's going on? Look at the words again, though. What are the words saying? V'chitema ksubas isha nami amai govamen aziburis. So how can she get Ziburis based on the Ishaskis of the Gemara? Teima le l'chita hedar. She's getting the same now as you what you would get if she would get if you returned the zibur. So why would she be able to? Why would couldn't she stand her own and say l'chita hedah? And the answer is hala milsi, the bahach taina lekalaf kuye yosem mashagova. Translate, the bahach taina. What does that mean? What taina? The bahach taina. Yes. Yes. The distinction that Tosis is making here is not a distinction in Ishaskis. There's a higher Ishaskis, there's a lower Ishaskis. There's the Ishaskis that works, even though you're not giving it a preference in the alternative now over before. That's when you're not Mafkiyadina. There's Ishaskis that you need to give some kind of a partial, give in to some part of the claim when you're Mafkiyadina. That's Tosis in Bava Kamma. Tosis, and then Rashi ends up being difficult in Ksuvis because you're not in that regard, you're not Mafkia Dina. He wouldn't have had a Derech before. Rashi is not talking here in Ksuvis about the Ishaskis. Rashi is differentiating in when L'chita Hedda works and when L'chita Hedda doesn't work. The Ishaskis is the same. Look at the words. Why can't you say L'chita Hedda? The Bahach Taina. The taina meaning the taina of the toveya, who says l'chita hedar. My taina until you act on your threat. I'm still holding my claim. L'chita hedar. I'm holding on to my claim. You're not going to knock my claim down. So when can I say l'chita hedar? When can I not say l'chita hedar? Okay, look at the words. The bahach taina. Taina meaning what he just said. The taina of the claim of l'chita hedar. Therefore, she can't make a claim of l'chita hedar. If that's the perspective, then already we understand Rashi and Ksuvis. Because what is Tosa saying? L'chita hedar cannot. L'chita hedar is holding on to your claim. L'chita hedar. Meanwhile, my claim is still here. If I want to reach for more than my din, I want the woman's claim is Iburis. And she wants to get, it turns out that the last man was Edith. So she says L'chita hedar. She can't. Her claim is on Iburis regardless. So then she can't, then her claim folds. Then she can't say l'chita hedar. However, here, when you talk about the derech, what does he want? He wants something that's not coming to him. Of the lo derech. It's not about what would be that the others could have deflected him. It's not about the koach of the person who's saying ishaskis. What do I want? I want something that's unreasonable? I want my derech. So, l'chita hedar. I should be able to say l'chita hedar. If you're not offering me any discount on the derech, then the taina is the l'chita hedar should stand. Meanwhile, my claim stands. I can still say l'chita hedar because I want my derech. My derech, I'm tied to a derech. If it's a perspective on the l'chita hedar, then you need to counter that by saying, yeah, but I'll give you something better now. You'll be better off. So the ishaskis is the same. The difference lies in the level of the person who's a toveya. And when is taina can still withstand the ishaskis, and when it can't, when I can say l'chita hedar, and therefore until you act, my taina is still here. So if I'm going to go more than my claim, then I can't say l'chita hedar. That's why the isha can't say l'chita hedar. But if my taina is not more than what I'm entitled to, I'm entitled to a derech. I wouldn't have gotten it by the four, but I'm entitled to a derech. So then I can say l'chita hedar. But I'm giving you something better now. That's what I think is the difference in the totosis. The Bahach Taina goes in L'chita Hedar. Maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. Yeah, Alec.
Even if you wouldn't give him a discount, you're still offering him derech, no?
No, no, no. We may have money, that's nothing. I mean, basically, that basically saying, I don't owe you anything. I can negotiate that, I can exorbitant price. That was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. The Rashi says, Mozuna Gabach, the Mishnah used to say, B'meya Mana. Basically, that's what Tosfos starts. You know, it's basically, it's nothing. With the Tosfos in Yevamos, first words, right? Pierce below Tito Klum, Tosfos in Yevamos says. Lokimash Pierce Beklintus. Rashi goes out of his way to make it a case comparable to the case of Nezikin in our Gemara when I'm offering Beinonis. He's, I'm giving you something. Rashi needed that. Question is, why did Rashi need it? Maishna, from the beginning of the Gemara, that you can use Ishaskis against the Ksuvas Isha to give a Ziburis, even though it's the same Ziburis either way. That's our problem. What we're trying to say is, it depends how you understand the distinction. If you understand the distinction from the perspective of two levels of Ishaskis, then I think it would be clear that the case over there, I'm not mafkia dina, because the din would be the same before. So therefore, you know, I'm just going you the same halacha. You don't have a derech now, you wouldn't have a derech before. But if it's, the perspective is one from the person who's making the claim and they're saying achita hedar, so then my derech is, I'm not asking for more than my what's magia. If it's the person who's holding on to the land, then I'm restoring, my ishaskis preserves the status quo. The status quo is that you wouldn't get a derech. The status quo is you're tied to ziburis. Oh, in this case, you have a claim on, you want to reach beyond that. But the etzem, your din is the ziburis. And your din is not, and your din would not be to have a derech. And I just want to make sure you don't have that derech. That's the ishaskis. So then there should be no need to have to give any kind of a deal with the derech. But if Tosfos is saying it from the perspective of the chita hedar, then it's not about, you know, what would have been if I wouldn't have a derech. It's that I'm claiming what's be'etzem shaykh to me. I'm not claiming more. I'm not overreaching. The derech is magiyali, a derech. So then I can say chita hedar. So how does it work in the Gemara to say shaskis? Oh, because I'm giving you something better now. You wouldn't have had it as good. You would end up without your derech that you claim is magia lecha. So I'm telling you, I'll give it to you now at a cheaper price. If not for that, you would lose. I mean, therefore the ishaskis prevails on the chita hedar because I'm giving you something of your claim. But if I didn't have that offer of ozilna gabach, then I'd be able to say because I want what's coming to me. I want my derech that's coming to me. The hachtaina going on the chita hedar. So the lafkuya is all in from the perspective of the person saying chita hedar. Maybe that's the answer for Rashi. Yaakov.
We're saying that the distinction between chita hedar or ishaskis is like a distinct. Is like the perspective is like between like the tova and the nifa.
Yeah.
Like ishaskis is the nifa. So each of them has. Like if it was the Nifa saying Ishaskus, like say he'd say like I don't have
Tovea,
anything, but if the Tovea is saying Lechita for indistinction,
the Nitva is saying Ishaskus. The Tovea is saying Lechita Hedar. What's the difference in the cases? Why can the Balchov say Lechita Hedar when you want to give him Ziburis and the Isha can't say Lechita Hedar? So one way to think about it is depends what kind of a force of Ishaskus we're talking about. So the force of Ishaskis, which is not Nafkia Dina, that's a stronger Ishaskis, that wins, and you can't say Uchita Hedar. But if I'm Nafkia Dina by a Balchov, then it's a weaker Ishaskis, you can say Uchita Hedar. The other way to say it is no. Ishaskis is the same. The issue is when Uchita Hedar can work. Uchita Hedar can work if I'm not overreaching. If I'm coming with my, I want my claim to stand, and I'm asking for what's magiyali. So then I can say l'chita hedar. That's the balchov. Ksuvas isha, she's asking for more. It turns out in this case she should be able to come with edus. But be'etzem what she's entitled to is ziburis. L'mashal, according to this understanding, the ihachi of the Gemara is beautiful. You don't have to fetch the Gemara's ihachi that the Gemara's just driving at the point to make the case be a case of yasmi. The Gemara says, you say Ishaskis here, you can say Ishaskis here. Ishaskis is the same, nothing changed. There are no two tiers of Ishaskis. So you tell me Ishaskis, you can to get them to take Tachas Abaylin, you can say Ishaskis to make the Nizik get Beninus. The issue is never about, oh, if you say, you know, this will lower Ishaskis. Not lower Ishaskis. Ishaskis is the same Ishaskis in both cases. The issue, the distinction is going to be when the Toveya can push back.
If we're paralleling this to like our case in Bava Kamma, isn't it much more like, isn't the pashas that it's like that's the Toveya's claim to make that the response not like it, we're saying like the response of Isha or the Bachos, so why wouldn't it make much more sense than like Rashi and Ksuvos that it is Mafkir Kocho because it's the Chiteder claim to make.
Again,
not
it depends
Shas's
how you
claim.
Depends how you formulate your distinctions in the Gemara. In other words, go back to the question of the Gemara. Why in the first place can you say Ishaskis against Ksuvos Isha? Either way, Ziburis, and a minute later in the Gemara, we're not asking about Chol. But that's the heart of the question. So the answer seems to have to do with the fact that Subas Isha Dina B'Ziburis and Balchol Dina B'Beinus. But how does that play out? Does that distinction of the fact that Balchol should get Beinus and Subas Isha is anyway going to get Ziburis, and just in this case, he wants to get Edis, so does that relate to, therefore, that one Ishaskis is a stronger force of Ishaskis when you're coming to take away the claim? And therefore, there he could say l'chiteder. And sorry, in a weaker ishaskis in that case, because you come take away the claim. Therefore, he could say l'chiteder. And by ksubas isha, it's a stronger ishaskis. You're not mafkir the din. Therefore, she can't say l'chiteder. Or is it from the perspective of the tain of the toveya? One case, the claim is more than the din. So therefore, there is no isha. There's no l'chiteder. In another case, the claim is what's magiago. So then you can say l'chiteder. That would be the pshat. Then I think the case of Derech would line up at the side of Balchov, not the side of Ksuvos Isha. Now again, I'm guarded by the Lashon of Tosfos, the Bahach Taina. Bahach Taina is going in l'chiteder. So the distinction is on the perspective of the Toveya's l'chiteder, not on the Ishask. This is one inyan. Now from these Tosfos, we get into another inyan, which is very, very critical to Ishaskis. And that's the Kasha Tosfos asks, in both places, but in one place it's a little bit more mefurish, but let's start from the less mefurish place. The question is as follows. Let's start from Ksuvos. We have here is the Gemara sets up different scenarios and when the machokis of Admon Chachamim is going to apply. So Rabbi says like this, Ba'arba da'as mikoch arba. So first there were four people in the fields around, and then now there are four people in the fields around. That case is not in dispute. Similarly, Arba da'as mikoch ad, if originally one person had all four fields around on the outside and now there are four, again, there's no dispute. Why? And the fact that right now the person is claiming a derech and there are four different people who have the fields, for sure he's not entitled to a derech. And nobody would argue. No machokis in the Mishnah that case. Ki pligi. The Chachamim hold, Ishaskis, good, you listen, fine. If not, I will find a way to get back to the state of before that it was Arba. What about Chad Asim Mikoach Chad? Not Chad Asim Mikoach Arba. So the initial buyers were one. One person owned four fields, and I bought it from that person. So what's the din? Everyone agree what? He gets a derech, right? Wait a second. This guy has an option. He can sell the four fields to four people. So not that the history was that there were four people before. He can create a new facts on the ground. I own four fields around you. You have a taina, mimanav shach, there's a derech here. I say to you, what if four people would own these four fields? Everyone would be able to say the derech is by somebody else. So why can't I invoke Ishaskis even if I bought it from one person? And I'll say, look, either you're out of luck. Okay, according to Rashi, maybe I'll give you a discount. According to Tosis, no discounts are necessary. But basically, the same leverage of Ishaskis, except rather than saying that Mahadarna, I'll bring it back to the state that was before, that there were four people, I'll say, I will create a reality on the ground that there will be four people here, and then you won't have a claim on the derech, correct? Because Abad Asmi Mikoachad, we said, if Abad Asmi Mikoachad, there'd be no claim. So I'm telling you, right now it's Chad Asmi Mikoachad. I bought it from one. But I'll make it. There'll be four people who buy it from me. So therefore, you have no leg to stand on because I'm going to sell it to four people. Why can't that work? So Tosis asks, Avo Bechad, a few lines in Tosis and Ksuvis. Bechad the Us Mikach Dalid. I'm sorry. The beginning. Avo Holo Matsi Lameimer. Bechad Us Mikachad. Bezamina Lega Abba. The Lamasu says to Edina Badayo. So why can he say, I'm going to give it to four? Shelo Yachol Afkia Dino Aidei Mechivaso. He can't change the din that should set in. Right now, the din should be that he's going to get a derech. It's only one person. Manefshach is a derech. He can't be mafkia dino de mechivaso. Through selling it, he's not going to be able to change the din. Hol v'kodesh shabal yadu lo yirai lo makin. Because before he got it, he couldn't have been that way. Avo b'chad as mikorach dal yachalom ma'madan eshtar lo marai. Uschus habal yadu hu yachal afkia lo amira b'schus asher lo kodem shabal el asadis li yadu. What does all this mean? What is Tosis saying? A big yesod here. So, I think there's maybe two layers of chidushim. Maybe you don't know, maybe let's go one by one. If you look in the Tosis Yivamis, there's a little bit of a shinoi lashon in the Tosis on the same issue. This is in the second half of the Tosis in Yivamis. See it toward the end. Ubachad as mikoachad. See it? You see the words of Tosis in the halfway through Tosis in Yevamos. Ubachad as mikoachad. Lo matzi lemeimar. He can't say v'ilo mizamnina le'arba. The hapshita keva de lo asi mikoach arba lo shavkinan le. I wonder what that means. Lo shavkinan le. Lo shavkinan le. Suvis, the language is not Loshav Kinale exactly. But what does he mean? He says, there he says, Lo Yirai Loma came. Lo Yachal Afkia Dina De Mechivas, Aho Bekod Mechen Shabai Lo Yirai Loma came. So Lo Yach, here it says Loshav Kinale. I understand. There's an Isser, he violates an Isser. If he sells it, he has no right to sell his fields to four people? Maybe he goes to Kinanle. Maybe it means at the expense of the person, he's not going to have a derech. Okay? Maybe. If he does that, he's going to have to say the person's derech. So what's the significance? Maisa, would it be a sale or not be a sale? Would it sale be chal or not? Yeah. Okay, so why isn't he shasis? Why doesn't it work? Why doesn't it work? Could he do it? He has the power to do it, no? So what's his Lo Shav Kinale? It's not nice. Not nice. The poor guy won't have a derech. Now he has a derech. Because Manef Shacht is a derech. You do that, he won't have a derech. So Lo Shav Kinale, let him do it. He could do it, right? I mean, it's within his power to do it. So what you sowed, can you extract from Tosis about Ishaskis based on this? What is Ishaskis there for? Need for it to work as a legal mechanism of Choshen Mish. What does it need? What word are we looking for? We're fishing for. If I did it, it would work, yeah? So what don't I have? I don't have what? I don't have the right to do it. It's not I don't have the schus to do it. So what I think you see here is that Ishaskis is not stam. The fact according to the Rush, Ki'ilu Kvarasa. Ki'ilu Kvarasa, it's an avla. It's an avla to do. Ki'ilu Kvarasa. And if you hold like toast, it's not Ki'ilu Kvarasa, but the fact that I could do something, so that removes your taina, your tvia, your taina on me, because I could do it and get rid of your claim, then your claim disappears. The fact that I could do it, it's not the fact that lemaisa, if I did it, that would be. There has to be a schus that I have to do it. Once you tell me, don't do it, you're not supposed to do it, it's not a good thing to do it, you're not allowed to do it, the fact that if I do it, it would take effect, but I understand, but for Ishaskis to operate, there has to be called a schus. For it to be a leverage, it means that I have the legal right to do it. It's okay to do it. Once you tell me we're not going to let you do it, you're not supposed to do it, then I've lost the whole building blocks of Ishaskis. Has to come from a place that is legal, that's correct, it's appropriate, that it can be viewed as an option that is considered to be without any restrictions, without any limitations. The fact that we wouldn't want it to do it, would it take effect? For sure, it would take effect. The losha of kinan does not mean the mechir wouldn't be chal. The fact that I could do something is not enough to grant me the legal right of ishaskis. However you interpret ishaskis, it has to be that I have a schus to do it. The fact that it would be discouraged means it's not a schus. Schus is not just the fact that if I did it, it would happen. Schus means that I'm allowed to do it. And it's okay to do it. If it's wrong to do, if something which is wrong to do, you can't build an ishaskis if it's wrong to do it. Isaac.
We're translating schus as if like it would like rub you the wrong way if he's doing that.
Yeah,
like,
that's the first thing. That's what I would get from Tosis and Yavamis. That now I think there may be another layer here, and I don't know if it's going to square with Tosis and Yavamis.
Does that have to come from like the Rabbanon saying lo shaf? Like,
well, that's
like,
the thing.
Where
Tosis
does that
is,
have to come from?
See, that's the thing. Tosis is very sharp. The question is, if you don't speak so sharply, can you still explain it? And that's what we're going right now to the Ramban's question. And I think from Tosef Ksuvis, you wouldn't have to say quite in such a sharp formulation. The Lashon Lo Shav Kinanei sounds like it's because there's something wrong with doing it, which therefore you can't gain a foothold, a Choshe Mishpat foothold of Ishaskis, by the fact that if you did it, it would work. If it's wrong to do, then it's not called a schus to do it. It's wrong. Lo Shav Kinanei, it's going to work against the person. Take away his derech if it's inappropriate that you can't have nishaskis on something which is inappropriate. If it's neutral, that's different. But it's lo shav kinale. Yeah.
How is that really different from saying midas chasidus not to do it?
You could say like that. You could say even if you say midas chasidus not to do it, I think that's enough to take away nishaskis. It could be. But the question is, do we have to say it this way, or can we even explain it without the lo shav kinanei way of Tosis? That's, I think, because now, let's take the following example. Yaakov.
If the issue is maybe that he doesn't feel that that's like wrong, why would that be different than returning to four people?
No, that's the case.
This is saying we're
no,
selling it.
Because if it started out with four, then it's not like there's anything wrong with restoring back the state that was before. To create a situation, no, he wouldn't have had it. What's unfair? He had a derech before and now, because manafshach, there's a derech there. I'm going to set him up. I'm going to fix it for him. I'm going to fix him, right? I'm going to find a way to have four people now around him, and he won't have a derech. That's wrong. If there were four people before and now coming mikoach arba, so to say I'll bring it back to the state of four, he wouldn't have had it before. So that's nothing. That's not an avla.
So it's not
avla. To the contrary, we'll see. I gained the schus because I bought it. We'll get to that point in a second. But certainly it's not an avla to go back to the state of before, but to create a new state that now he'll be out of luck, that's wrong. So that cannot enter into Ishaskis. But that's if I just use the lo shav kinanei. But now I ask you the following question. The Ramban asked this question. I'll just show you the last. Let's really start picking a peek at the Ramban and the Mochamos here. There's a lot of things to look at here, but just to see it, this kasha itself. Look at the paragraph in the Ramban. Ela shani omer. Okay? It's here, it's broken down into paragraphs. It's easy to find. So if you have the Ozva Hadar, you'll probably find it easier. Ela, in the Mechamas on this sugya, a lot of different paragraphs. Ela shani omer. So the Ramban, as we mentioned a few times, in defense of the Rif, he says that Ishaskis is not really a principle that should be acknowledged in halacha. The Rif has no need to bring it down. This is unlike the Torah, unlike the Rush. And he has a riot to this, right? He says, Elish and the Omer Dohada Karmin and Bigmar Bishim the Ishaskus love the Paskin and Anan Hachi. It does not that we're paskining it. It's that if they can work it out. If his threat works, then they'll succumb to the threat. Fine. Ain't them in Adin. She Yochola Sidon Shalehan. As far as we're concerned, he says, Anan ki asu kaman magvina gul in Ezekiel me'ides kidinayu vachol bebeinis kidinei. And here he brings a raya. In the middle of this paragraph, De'ilo temahachi. I want to read those two or three lines. De'ilo temahachi. See, in the middle of that paragraph, that's six, seven, eight lines or so down, in the middle of the line, De'ilo temahachi. If you're not going to say this, that Ishaskis is really not a din at all. If you're not going to say that, if you're really going to give credence to Ishaskis, like a real principle, Hai man dezaven idis lechuda mechavre. Here's the case. Reuven buys one piece of land from Shimon, who owes Balchov money. Shimon had one piece of land, Edis, he sells it to Reuven. Reuven is a lokeach, he bought Edis. Reuven, the lokeach, has Iburis too, of his own. But what did he do? He bought Edis from Shimon. V'hayu ala mocher, nizikin v'alchov v'ksubas isha. This mocher, Shimon, let's say, had all different claims against him. Reuven bought Edis. Lav mi'ar minilahu gavim mi'idis. Would it not be true? All three are going to get what? What did the lover have? What did this guy have? Not just a lover. He owed Ksumas Isha, he owed a Malveh, he owed a Nizik. He had one piece of Edis. That was sold. So everyone's going to get what? The Edis. But this guy, the Lokeach, has his own Ziburis, right? In fact, the Ramban, why are they going to eat this? The afal pisha yachal omar lehem, let this lokeach of the edis, from the guy he bought the edis from, who owes all these different claim, people have claims, let him say, ishaskisu, ishaskisu, be quiet, v'lo yahivna ziburis didi b'matana l'lova, I'll take a piece of ziburis land that I have my own, and I'll gift it to the lova. And you know what? If there's B'nei Chorin by the Lova, even Ziburis, then everybody has no recourse but to take the Ziburis B'nei Chorin, correct? If there's something by the Lova, doesn't matter, and even though he owes Nizik and Edis, and everyone's going to be stuck with Ziburis. So I have Ishaskis on you. I'm going to give my Ziburis as a Matana. So I want all you to take Ziburis, sorry. He has to give it as a gift. Fine, he says he'll give it as a gift. This is what we saw in the Rush as well. It's not about the shtar itself. You can't just give the shtar back. You have to do a kinyan. Fine. The Ramban is asking an amazing question. Every situation of a lokeach edis from somebody who owes a nizik and a bachov and a ksubas isha, where the din should be that she can all get the one land of Edis that was the only land he had, so he sells it to Lokeach. The Lokeach says, I have Ziburis. You all have, this Ziburis can accommodate everybody here. Ksubas Isha, and the Balchov, and the Nizik. Enough in this value. You're not going to get Edis. Because I can give this Ziburis as a gift back to the Lokeach. So there, you see that it's not a real cloud of Ishaskas. So what do you say? To make the kasha stronger, the tour, who does hold Avishaskis as a serious matter, right? The tour brings as one of the possibilities of Avishaskis. Take a look in the tour. Right, the im kinoam ka'achas, on the third line in the tour. What does the Torah say? In kinam ka'achas, if he bought all the lands together, Osabak Idis Bachrona, Emma Mocha Adayin Chai, Kuat Svichen Likach Meziburis. This is based on what the Rush holds. Everyone has to take Ziburis, Shanu Rowin, Ki'ilu Hatzel Mocha Shtar Shoziburis. It's like a given. We already imagined that it was all given back, the Ksiva Mesira. Says the tour further. Does he have to give back this field with the Ziburis that he bought? He can give another field. If he has something that he could give back, even if it's not just this land, it could be any possibility, he can give back some land that would now force them all to go to the Bnei Chorin that he get back. And the rush and so on. So what does the Torah say? That the Ishaskis, that again, he paskins Ishaskis, right? Not like the Ramban. But when he does it, he says, it doesn't have to be the same Ziburis. It could be a different Ziburis. So now, what is he going to do with the Ramban's Kasha? So then why is the din that if I buy Edis, which was the only Edis that was there, now they all can get the Edis, but I can find a way to get Ziburis back to the person. What makes that different? Why can't you say it? So the vort I'm going to say now is basically the Nesivis, and he quotes it from the Prisha, but the Nesivis says, I see it in Tosis in Ksuvis. And it goes back to the Kasha that we started with in Ksuvis. Look at another language, look again at the Lashon of the Tosis in Ksuvis. What is the Kasha of Tosis in Ksuvis? Chad de'asi mikoach chad. One person had all four fields, and now one person has all four fields. So what's the din? He gets a derech. Why does he get the derech? Asks Tosfos, the person now who's holding the one field can say, I can sell four different fields here. I can break it up, or there are four fields here, I just own all four. I can sell them to four people. That doesn't allow for Ishaskis. What allows for Ishaskis? Only if started at four, and I bought it from four. What are the words of Tosfos? Let's see, Ksuvis. Halo matzil meimar b'chad asi mikoach chad v'zavnina lega abba to the matzil sushli din b'adei, you won't be able to have any claim against them. So lo yachol af ki adino ide mechiraso ho'il v'kodem shebo liyado lo hiroi lo makein. Because before he got it, he couldn't say that. Avo, bechad the asim mikoach dalid, yachalom amahadar neshtam marai. Why? Zchus haba al yodo, hu yachol lafkio ulamido bezchuso shahayalo kodem shabolo elu hasados liyado. Those are the key words. And that's going to be used to answer the Ramban's kasha too. What is he saying? Where does Ishaskis work? Zchus haba al yodo hu yachol afkio lamir b'schus hashayil al koyim shabal lo eil asadus liyado. Why do you have a claim of a derech? With four, you had no claim. Now suddenly you have a claim. Why? What allowed you to have a claim on a derech? My purchase. Back to Argamar. What allows you to come and make a claim against me for Edis? Because I purchased Ziburis before, and I left Edis at the time. So I'm responsible for the fact that I'm the Goreim, that now you have something on me. That gives me a schus to say, but I can revert back. I can do something. I can turn the clock back, so to speak. And the Lashon Hadarna now has a bit of a different ring, even though, as Rishonim say, you're not actually revoking the Mechira. you have to do a new transfer. But in effect, what's really happening is you're saying your taina is coming from the place that the schus was bar al yadi. That schus habar al yado, I can mafkia. Why can I push back with Ishaskis? Because your claim is built on something that I did that changed the status quo. So I can say I'm restoring the status quo. You understand? Even if it's a new mechira. But what the new mechira is doing, it's putting back the state that was before when you had no claim. Therefore, chad asim mikoach chad, there never was a situation that you didn't have a claim of a derech. Could I create a new reality that you wouldn't have a claim on derech? Yes. That's not Ishaskis. Ishaskis is about Mahadarna, that the schus came al yadi. So that gives me a schus to counter your schus. You got a schus against me because of what I did. I purchased the land from four, or I purchased the ziburis before I purchased the edis. Therefore, you want to come against me with the edis. Had the ziburis still been there and I would have left it for last to purchase, you would only be able to get ziburis. So now I'm not going to, now gives me a schus to say Mahadarna. And he'll have ziburis back again. But to go out of the blue and say, no, I'm going to create a metzius here. Could I do it? Would I be able to, would it happen if I did it? Would you have no claim? Yes. But that's not going to go into an Ishaskis. Ishaskis, Tosu says. Ishaskis is because the schus was bar yadi. Because of my actions, you have your claim. Now I can say, I can do something that's going to put it back. That's the vort in Tosus. In other words, the way I'm reading it now, you don't need the lo shafkin on the way of Tosus and Yevamos. Not just because of lo shafkin on the way. It's only a schus, if it was bar yadi, then I have a schus to counter what you got against me, then I can say Ishaskis. It's not because there's anything wrong with throwing it back, because this chus was only a result of having purchased it from the four. If I purchased from one, then it wasn't chus abal yadi. I can't create a new reality and then suddenly use that against you. This is would be the answer to the Ramban's kasha, and this is basically the Nesivus. The Nesivus quotes it from a prisha, but basically he's saying, no, let's come back to the tour. What did the tour add? Lav dafka this land, ziburis. I could even do it with other ziburis. Yes, but only because I purchased the ziburis. So then, okay, what land will I return back? It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the same one. But it's because I purchased the ziburis when I did that now you have your schus against me, so I could find a way to get it back that you won't have that you won't be able to hold it against me that I did that. So it doesn't have to be the same. But in the Ramban's case, there was nothing that Yisrus didn't come because of me. Look at the Prisha here on the bottom of the tour in the left column, 8 lines from the top, in the middle of the line. Venera, this is what the Sivas quotes these words. The Prisha says, Venera. The dafka kan shekana ziburis mehalove. He bought ziburis. Had he not bought it, for sure he'd be able to go to ziburis because that's what the halove. The yeshlo taina ho v'ilo kanisya ziburis ha'yishibudcha aleha. If I had not purchased the ziburis, you would have the shibud on that. Hashda nami tikach mimeni osam ziburis. Oh, achzer lo b'metaltri sheli, o ziburis sheli, b'mokam ziburis shekanisi, b'yisarek behen oscha mechovcha. Right, then I can give you that, or different, aval, zeh posha, de'en zeh shayach b'malve, milve shelo, b'malve, milove shelo, shebo ligvos mimenu, v'yesh b'yod b'enes v'ziburis, yomelo, kabel mi d'yod ziburis, o achzi ha'benes, l'adam shekanisi mimeno, d'rav kol kemine l'afu kishibut shelo. That's mamish like the case of the Ramban. And that's what the Nesiva says, and he quotes the Prisha. the Sivas and Sifkat and Tess. He says the smakor of the tour that we just read, afilu sada acher. So he says, ena kavana, dimlo kana rak ziburis, kal ziburis, rak beinis. And he happens to have ziburis as well. Again, what's the case? He bought beinis, he has his own ziburis. She yachal esalka besada shilo, the tour would never have said that. What did the tour say? You can give back a different ziburis, but only because you bought a ziburis, that had you not bought it, he would have had to go there. Then I could say, I'm going to give you this, I'll give you another one. If I say, let's say the one I bought is no longer here, but I could have. I didn't have to buy that one, so I give you a different one now. The Havade Leso, Kim Bor Bekam Aduchti. They in some of the Chom Sag Rebbe, Vat Tang, which is because with Tosis Viksuvis, says the Nesivis, like Tosis and Viksuvis, the Lo Amrinan. Tosis says, Chad, the Asim Mikoa Chad, you couldn't say Ishaskis. Because it's only Schus Haba Al Yadi. I bought from four, had I not bought it, you wouldn't have a derech. Now I bought it, that's what gave you leverage, that's when I can come back and say Ishaskis. The Ishaskis, Rav Koicha, Shaskus, Ni Misha, Bala, Hotzi, Shilo, Ba, Ali, Deo, Keach, Kon, Hacha, Kon, Shekana, Ziburis, Ti, Lo, Kana, Ziburis, Memela, Ye, Govah, Ziburis, Mitan, Ine, Freud. Kim, Da, Shus, Ba, Yado, Le, Ba, Chov, Yochul, Sak, Shus, Ade, Ishaskis. Vechen, Bachad, Yos, Mikoch, Abba. Same thing. Kim, Da, Shus, Ba, Ali, Deo, Shekana, Me, Arba, the schus came because I bought it from four. Mishemachi yachalito nafzi ashtar about the schus yasisi. Masha'en kein kishakone edis ubenis v'yeshkel ziburis shelo. I bought edis and benis. I happen to have ziburis. No way. Can't say shaskis over there. Delo yachalito achzi asadis ziburis sheli. Oh, you have to take ziburis because I can find a way. I can sell my ziburis to you. I never purchase ziburis. Can't do it. Ki ein yachalav kia schus jayelo shelo machmaso. If your schus was not machmasi, I can't say shaskis. If the schus that you come against me is machmasi, then I could say shaskis. Tremendous yisodin in shaskis now. The schus, and it's based on Tosis and Ksuvis, but the Rishonim are just, and this is what the Ramban was asking, to prove that there's no such thing as a shaskis. But the answer is, if there is such a thing, this is the difference. This is when it applies. The Eagle Temahachi and so on, okay. Just end with this, and then we have to go back to with the Tosus, so Yasmi, and we have to go back to the Ramban for other things, but just to leave you with this interesting thing, the Rush, we saw a lot of things in Ishaskis so far, but one of the things that we talked about is the mechanism is, according to the Rush, that it's Ki'ilu Kfar Asa, Ki'ilu Kfar Asa, as if it was done already. And that's why the Rush does not know about L'Kisha Teheda, right? Because it's as if it was done already. You don't hold that way, you hold like Rashi, that means it could be in some cases it is ki'ilu kfar muchzar, and in other cases it's not. It's just a way of removing the taina. If I could remove it in this way, then the taina goes away. Interesting possible nafgamina between the mechanism of Ishaskis. Does Ishaskis work lahotzi mamon, or only to hold on for a nitva? In our situations, in Ksuvis over here, what are we talking about? The person wants to keep the field that they want to take from him. They want to take the Edis, he says, no, you got to take Ziburis, Ishaskis. You want to take away extra real estate because of the Derech, I'll say Ishaskis, I can give it back to four. Can you use Ishaskis Lahotzi? Seems to be interesting, Machlokis. There's a whole case here in the Rash Kal Yudches, a whole Maisa with the case of Reuven gave a star to Shimon against Levi, but Reuven got the shtar from a goy. Okay, that was the maisa. The goy had a claim on this Levi, and Reuven got the shtar from the goy, and now he gave it to Shimon. Now he wants to, and the shtar was against Levi, and Levi sold land to Yehuda, and they take him to a non-Jewish court, and Yehuda says, "We're Jews. We only go by Jewish rules. I don't want the non-Jewish courts to deal with this situation." And Shimon says, yeah, but it's mikoach goy. I got the shtar against you because from Reuven, who got the shtar from a goy. And if I can be machzir the shtar to Reuven, who'll be machzir it to the goy, and then you'll have to deal with the non-Jewish courts, and therefore you have to deal with the non-Jewish courts now too. That's the case in the Rush. It's interesting. Kimoshim ani malsir ashtar l'goy agoy yitvarucha b'dineyem kach todani mi b'yehuda toren l'kishetachzir. That's the story. So he begins to talk about when you say l'chita edah, when you don't. Interesting, here in the Tshuva Rashi goes, even on the Rashi here, he argues the Rashi completely, and the Torah also paskins, not like Rashi. He goes with the inyan of whether there's a yamkiyak magarea kocho, not magarea kocho. But at the end of the day, he says, if you're not migarea kocho, then it's ki'ilu mukhsar. He goes with al derech Rashi, but splitting it. And he says over here, you're not migarea kocho. Hari hochachti, the kol hecha de inabo garea kocho, amrinan de kimo hader dami, to zip it's mukhsar. So again, he goes al derech the distinction of the Rashi, but he says when he can't say l'chita hedar, it's k'ilu mukhsar. And therefore, Shimon ena yach. So therefore, the dayanim have to imagine if it would be just like it could be done b'dinei akum, b'akos tel akum al yidei goy. So therefore, there's no tana that Yehuda has. Well, it has to be by Jewish courts. Hadayonim yadunu dinze ki'ilu Shimon hechzir sashtar l'Ruven, Ruven hechzir l'goy. The ko'os ha'koch shahaya l'goy, haya lo l'goy alevi, b'din d'machusa, yesh lo Shimon alevi. So even they go to Beis Din, Beis Din is going to be able to paskin based on what the Arkos would have done, because it could have been brought back to the Arkos. Why would this be true according to the Rush? And why do other Rishonim seem to argue? There's a Mordechai in Ksuvis, on that sugi in Kuftes in Ksuvis, where he takes for granted that you cannot say Ishaskis Lahotzi. Seemingly, it depends on the Lamdis. If Ishaskis is viewed as Ki'ilu Asa, then Maishna Lahotzi, Maishna Lahachzik. Lamaisa is Ki'ilu Asa. But if it's an idea that through the fact that you could act, and you could restore things to a before, the Tviya goes off, the taina disappears because of the fact that I could act, it could be that's limited. When there's a toveya against me, then your claim disappears because of my leverage that I could have acted in defense of myself. It's only true l'hachzik. If it's halacha, that's ki'ilu asa, then I can hear that it even can be the Rush l'shitas, so he keeps using the language of ki'ilu haya mukhsar, the Rush can say it can work also l'hotzi as well.